it's hard to get the word out, and domestic violence is kind of a topic that people don't really like to talk about. So it's hard to get the word out and spread the message and let people know the resources that are available.
As you said, this is a difficult topic for many people to address. How hard does that make the job of raising awareness?
I think domestic violence is something that people don't like to talk about. They don't like to admit that it's something that could be in their world. Or it could be someone they know maybe is going through it, and it makes it really hard for people to kind of, you know, they'll pass over your table when you're at a health fair because they really just don't want to talk about it. And so it's just hard to get people to realize what we've got going on and that it's something that happens to lots of people and that we have resources here in our community that can help them.
Is there a set definition for domestic violence? Is it like pornography? I know it when I see it, but there's not a definition.
I think domestic violence comes in lots of different forms. There's different levels of abuse, but abuse is abuse. There's emotional abuse, economic abuse, physical abuse. It's not just the pictures you see on TV of a battered woman, but there's lots of different ways that people can be abused, and they all are things that need attention. And so we want to make sure that if someone's being controlled financially and they can't get away because they don't have any money, we want to make sure that we have a place for them to go.
There have been activities and events all month long, and this weekend there will be the 4th annual Bark Out Against Battering Pet Fest. Tell me about that.
That is a festival here. It's going to be at Washington Park on October 26th from 11 to 2, and we'll have a pet costume contest and a pet parade. We'll have pet vendors and social service vendors all there to kind of raise awareness about domestic violence and animal abuse and the kind of connection between. 71% of pet-owning women and our women's shelters report that their batterer had injured or killed or threatened a family pet for revenge or to control them. And so I think a lot of women and men that are in these situations that are trying to get out, if they have family pets, it's sometimes a big barrier to getting out of the situation because they don't want to leave their pet behind. And the YWCA has an awesome partnership with the SPCA, and we work together to find housing for the survivors' pets so that they don't have to worry about that when they come into shelter. That's what we're raising awareness about at this particular event, to make sure people know that the resource is there.
Do you find that having the pets there kind of enables people to feel a little bit more at ease talking about this difficult subject?
Definitely. By making it a fun, family-friendly event, we can kind of have fun at the same time as kind of sneaking in the little bit of information that we want to get in there. So in case someone knows somebody or someone is dealing with a situation, they can find that information out, but not being so in their face about it.
What do you want people to take away from this event?
We'd love people to kind of have the information to share with their community about what the YWCA has to offer. And we're working with Women Helping Women and with the SPCA, Washington Park, and 3CDC. They're all kind of coming together so we can help people.
And it's also an early Halloween for your dog. There's a costume contest, and they'll be getting treats as well. Fun for the whole family.
Right. It's going to be awesome raffle prizes. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be a pet photo booth. So I think that it's definitely a fun, fun event, and we want everyone to come out and have a great time.
You can find out how to get more information about the 4th annual Bark Out Against Domestic Violence Pet Fest on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Emily Cucci, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.